Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm Ted Santos.
And I am your host. I'm your host tonight. And we are going to do a little bit of YouTube and chill. It's Friday night, and we chill on YouTube. And we talk about some of the most intimate parts of a relationship. And I even kick a beat with that sometimes. Sounds something like this.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Friday night, and it's time to do some YouTube and chill.
We do that every Friday where we talk about some of the most intimate aspects of relationships. We love to talk about sex. We've discussed some celebrity relationships. We've talked about sex in, from many different aspects. And tonight, I wanted to do something a little different. I wanted to hear what was on your mind. And some of the things that were on my mind was, hell, you know, there are a lot of things happening in the news between celebrities, between vaccines, athletes. We have people out there exploiting athletes. So there are all kinds of things that are happening globally. We have stock markets reaching new highs. We have Bitcoin. We have health and fitness. We have many things out there that can be on our mind. So everyone has something on their mind. So tonight I'd like to hear what's on yours. And I know for me, I made a couple of posts on Facebook, and the responses were interesting. And some, and all I did was ask a question. The the specific question. I'm going to make sure I do it right. I asked, what's going on, of you? Good to see you in the house. I asked what's more important. I just wanted to make sure I had the wording correctly. I asked the question like, so what's more important for a woman? Who's more important in a woman's life? Is it her father? Is it her husband? Or is it her children? And most people answered the question. But some people said, well, God is more important, or she's more important, herself is more important. And that wasn't the question. And when I said, hey, look, I'm asking to see how well women can make decisions when you give them choices. And some people thought it was harsh. Even there was a guy who attempted to defend the ladies because he said the woman should pick herself. And that wasn't, if a person doesn't take care of themselves, you're going to die. All the people that didn't take care of themselves are not here to listen to this. They were not there to read the post. So I find it very interesting the amount of men that still feel they have to help women when they are, when women are not actually addressing what you put on the table. So I call that incompetence. And I looked up the word incompetence to see what it means. Inability to do something successfully, ineptitude. The definition of incompetent is someone or something not qualified, inadequate, or insufficient for the given purpose. Getting behind the wheel of a car and being incompetent, right? So I find it amazing that, how we talk about, well, we hear women say communication is important, and when you ask a question, she doesn't answer the question. So, that was kind of one thing on my mind. Wanted to know the things that you guys had on your mind. I found an interesting video that talked about relationships. This is what dating will look like in 10 years. And perhaps part of it is, women are killing off their attractiveness in many, many different ways. And even as men, when we say, hey, it's just like I asked the question, what's more important? I asked who's the most important person in a woman's life, her husband, her father, or her children? If we taught that the choice of a spouse is the most important decision you'll make in your life, I think people may see that question differently. Because if you're a woman who's married and then you have children and you say, well, my children are now more important than the husband, then that's a woman who does not understand the role of a father in the children's life. Children that are grow up with their father in the home have higher IQs, they're better at problem solving, they're less distressed and distraught, they're less likely to have depression. This is generally what happens. It also takes a lot of stress off the mother. So a single mother doing it all on her own and having to work creates a whole list of problems by its own. So if the woman doesn't understand that it takes a man and woman to make the children and you take care of them together, and that man, your husband, that man, the father of the children, influences your life. You go to bed with him every night. You have sex with him. Your choice of where to live, careers, how money is managed, every aspect of your life. Even if you're a woman who works, you're going to talk to him about your career, about your job, problems at work, changes, new jobs, promotions, all of that, and your sex life is going to influence how you feel on a day-to-day, week-by-week basis. Your children don't have that impact on you. And when people don't understand that, they tend to say, well, my children are everything. And a lot of mothers enable, especially their sons, to stay home and not get jobs because they still want to have a man in the house, which points to why men are so important in a woman's life. Yeah, and that's exactly a view, right? So women undermine the father, the husband. And that's why I asked the question. And if she thinks her father is more important than her own husband, then she's setting up a single mother. Same thing saying your children. I mean, if you diminish the father as though he has no value, what you're going to do is create an environment where the children feel abandoned by their father because he's gone. And that abandonment creates an emotional stress, emotional trauma on the child. What's going on, Justin? The topic, it's an, sort of an open mic night. I'm asking what's on your mind. So I'd love to hear, you know, the way I wrote this up is I'd love to hear what's on your mind. If you have a question, you have a solution, engage me. Ask me your toughest question. I want to say about anything, maybe even quantum physics. But if you have something that's on your mind that you like to discuss, a question, a challenge, it could be relationships, it could be business, it could be family. I'm willing to assert most things I'm equipped to engage you in. What's going on, PJ? Good to see you in the house. Hey, a view, exactly. That's exactly what happens. And my concern is, when you start to have generations of children that are emotionally traumatized because they feel abandoned by their father. Look, it doesn't matter if the mother or father leaves or the mother or the father dies, that child has lost a parent. There's a form of abandonment. You know, I lost both my parents when I was 21, and I was the oldest. My brother was 19, my sisters were 12 and 16. And no question there was a sense of abandonment, especially for the youngest one that was 12. At some point, I asked the 12-year-old when she was 15 to come live with me. I thought I could help bridge that gap and have her feel less abandoned. But one of the things that I learned is, you know, as the people I knew, especially older than me, when they lost their parents, even though they were in their 50s and their parents may have been in their 80s or 90s, they still felt abandoned. You know, there's something called family dynamics. So if a mother puts the father out, or the father leaves, or he dies, it creates this void in the family. And some families will try and fill that void with someone else. Like, so when my father died, my father, he was the oldest of his siblings. And my father has a sister who is, she's much older than me, except she, in some ways, she made an unspoken request for me to fill my father's role. I'm Teddy the third. My grandfather's the first, my father's second, I'm third. So my aunt asked, she told me I was junior, I was no longer the third, and she started to engage me in a way. My father used to tease her a lot, so I felt like she wanted me to tease her, and I did. It was hilarious to watch me tease my aunt, right? But this is a woman who was, you know, a full adult and lost her brother, and it created this family dynamics, this gap, this void, and she was asking me to fill it. So when you do that with a father in the home, some mothers try to get the son to fill that gap. You hear how many single parents tell their little boys, you're the man of the house. You know, I know a woman who, single mother, one son, one child, and she said she told her son, you're the man of the house now. And then she started dating and brought men into the house, and the son didn't like him. As he grew up, he later told her, you told me I was the man of the house, and you started bringing men in the house, and you never asked my permission. You didn't ask me anything. So how could you tell me I'm the man of the house and then discard, you know, whether I like this guy or not? So you know, that's just, that becomes another form of trauma to the kid. And a lot of women, any woman that says that I want to have a child on my own is very selfish. You know, some women, it seems like they try to consume their child's life because they're alone and they don't want to be alone. And so instead of getting cats, they attempt to get their child to stay dedicated to them, which that becomes a whole nother problem. The child doesn't get to fully live their life. Their mother's guilting them. You know, if you're not here for me, I'm your mother. Yeah, that nonsense. So, and it becomes, right, a circle that mentality, that mental illness, mental health gets passed down for generations. And what kind of people are we going to create if for generations kids are emotionally traumatized and then they have children and so on and so on? So not sure what happened. I had a little poor glitch connection there. What do we have going on? Yep, exactly, PJ. They guilt the child. And I've seen that. I remember dating a woman who, you know, you watch the mother attempt to guilt her. It's like you don't even want your children to have their own life. This is, that's just completely inappropriate. It's out of line. You chose to be a single mother, a single woman, and not date or to be unappealing to men, and then you want your children to bridge that gap and give you your comfort. You're responsible for your own life. Yeah, and I'll say this, and some people have problems with it. No one can make you happy, absolutely, positively. No one can make you happy. That means they can't make you sad. They can't make you angry. No one can do that. But we're told, get into a relationship and you'll be happy because the relationship should make you happy. And women often believe that that's the man's job. What is it? Happy wife, happy life. Men need to start telling women, I am not responsible for your happiness. That's your job. And if you are, I use the word incompetent, if you are too incompetent to create your own happiness, then do not look at me. And incompetence is the ability, incompetence is the inability to do something successfully, ineptitude. So any woman who comes to the table demanding, asking, meekly, passive-aggressively attempting to say it's your job to make her happy, she can kiss your ass. That's an inability to do something well because you cannot be in another person's head. People make themselves happy. I think in one of my last shows, I told you, if you just say, I'm so happy, I'm so happy, I'm so happy, I'm so happy, if you say that, you're going to be happy. And no one did anything to make you happy. Like nothing changed in your life. That's how far happiness is from you. It's just always in you. You can never lose it. That's why you can just say, I'm so happy, I'm so happy, and be happy, because you actually never, ever lost it. No one can give it to you. No one can take it away from you until you say someone can take it to you. Hey, PJ, that is the problem. And so maybe the biggest problem is simps don't even get sex a lot of times. And that's what makes them dangerous to a woman, because the woman holds it like the carrot and they never actually end up having sex. So big problem. So there's a lot of incompetence around relationships. And, you know, we've gotten away from roles. You know, if you say to a woman there's a role you should play in a relationship, she's going to say you're a misogynist. And I had a question. What's wrong with being a misogynist? Let's suppose I am. I mean, I've been accused of it. Let's suppose I'm a misogynist. What's wrong with that? Is there a crime? Is there a law that says you cannot be a misogynist? And if I am a misogynist, am I hurting anyone? Like I have a right to think and feel the way I choose. So if I'm a misogynist, why is that a problem for anyone? If a woman doesn't like misogynists, then don't talk to me. If I'm a sexist, well, damn right, I'm a sexist, because
if I take women out and pay for dinner, if I hold doors open, if I carry something heavy, it's because I see the woman as being less than capable to do these things, so I do it. That's what sexism is. It's about seeing the about men seeing women as the weaker sex. So, you know, I will make sure she, if there's a dog, I'm going to make sure the dog doesn't attack her, right? So I'm going to do all those things to make sure she's safe. So that makes me a sexist. I mean, that's how I deal with that stuff. What's going on, buddy? Good to see you in the house. So those are my thoughts on that. PJ, you put something interesting on the table. People seek after what they want. I know men seek after sex if they want it. Women, on the other hand, wait for what they are seeking, relationship, after you come to them. That bugs you. So that's actually a really, really good point, TJ. I'm glad you brought it up. What's going on, Chris? Good to see you in the house. Oh, so let me, I'm just going to, I'll drop a link. You guys want to come up. So what I'm talking about tonight is what's on your mind. So what's on your mind? But I want to show a link. So here's what I think. Men have played that game, PJ, of I'll chase you, chase me. You know, the cat and mouse game, chase me, and a woman, I want to feel good. I'm just going to wait. That's what we've told women. But that's an outright lie because, you know, I've given this scenario. If you take 50 men and 50 women, you put them in a room, call it a networking event, call it whatever the hell you want, those men and women are going to mingle, and if whoever's, you know, you'll see guys pursuing women. Now, let them interact for an hour. After an hour, I get three guys, three men who are well-known and wealthy, an athlete, an entertainer, and a businessman. And I bring those three men in. What are you going to see? You're going to see those 50 women start to gravitate to those three men and become shameless about pursuing those men. They will put their card in that man's pocket. They will make themselves available. So this whole thing, this whole notion of women saying, oh, men are the hunter, and that's your job to chase me. Chasing a woman is really about making her feel good. And I already said at the beginning of the show, no one can make you feel anything. No one. Women have been taught that that's what a man's job is, and that's part of his responsibility, to make you feel good. Except when I bring those three wealthy, well-known men in, athlete, entertainer, and businessman, women will pursue those men shamelessly. So what that tells me is that women naturally understand how to pursue a man, how to go after a man. And that woman will understand that she has to not just pursue him and put sex as a carrot. She knows that sex is going to be on the table. In fact, that woman will use sex as one way to get that man's interest. So the notion of women playing this game of you need to chase me, and then we have things like Me Too. So he said hi, he touched my arm, he tried to talk to me. This is what that's going to create for women. This is a video called Dating for the Future. Oh, good. You got me, PJ. Great. So, yeah, I just think it's a crock, and men can actually put an end to this. And this is one way, and men are doing it. You know, men are walking away, right? So that's leaving women out there on their own, and you can play that chase me, catch me, catch me. You'll play it by yourself. But listen to someone said this is what dating will look like in 10 years. And this was just made last month.
It's Friday night. I'm the only one that I'm in bed with. as a tail. I literally have no fun to be crying right now. But, like, my boy messaged me saying he started talking to another girl. And he's like, basically said, like, I don't want to talk to you anymore. Like, I just want to let you know. I'm like, I kind of already knew, but, like, it's still frustrating. But he told me he didn't want a relationship. So, like, why the fuck am I upset about it? But I think the thing that I'm upset about is, like, boys never pick me.
She's crying because boys never pick me. This is the insane part that a lot of women face. They don't want to go to the mirror. They just keep saying, boys don't pick me. And they don't ask what's really going on.
Never the one that they want to have a relationship with. Literally, I always talk to boys. And then they get in a relationship, like, not that long after. Like, you want a relationship, you just don't want it with me. And that hurts.
It's Saturday night. I'm home. My house is clean. It smells good. I smell good. I made dinner. I'm here chilling. I got the music on. Where is my man at?
Like, this woman's asking, where's my man? I don't know her personally. You're going to be women asking that question, and they will all have forgotten that they said, I don't need a man. I have my own money, my own place. I can cook and clean for myself. I'm not doing that. What did they say? I'm not your slave. I'm not your maid. I'm not doing those things for you. So a lot of men are saying, okay, I got it. You don't need me. You don't want to be a slave. You don't have to. Be this woman.
I don't know who needs to hear this, but do not download any dating apps. They're all the same. You're thinking it's fall, and how cute would it be to be doing fall things with some guy? Well, guess what? That guy on Tinder is not going to text you and say, let's go pumpkin picking. Doesn't that sound cute? He will, however, text you after the bar at 3 a.m. and say, are you up? Can I come over? What are you doing? So I do not understand men. I don't. Talk for 2 whole weeks to go on a date tonight. Ghosted. And here I am on a Sunday night about to give a relationship advice when I'm single. But I will say, ghosting, there's no reason for it. Like, from a woman's standpoint, come out and say it.
I want to know, if I showed up to our date wearing this, what would you do? What would you do?
I am so fucking sick of trying to date in this generation. Let me tell you about the lovely time I've had this last week with Tinder and a Tinder boy. So about a week ago, right, matched with this really cute guy on Tinder. I messaged him. I was like, you seem really cool. He's like, only one way to find out, hang out with me. I was like, all right. He's like, what's your snap? Gave him my snap. We talked for the full week. He was really sweet. He asked me to go to, like, a park to walk around and talk and, like, get to know each other better. That was going to be our first date for last night. Everything was going great. Like, we confirmed the date the night before. And then day of, he left me undelivered all day and then canceled at the time of with no apology or really explanation other than he said, I fucked up. My family has plans. And I've been undelivered since, and that was 6 p.m. last night. So I'm going to move into the woods. I'm going to move into the woods, and I'm going to live in a hut, and I'm going to grow berries, and I'm going to have a tiny little chicken, and I'm not going to have to talk to anyone ever again.
Women do not want to be alone. Ultimately, it's much easier for men to be on their own and focus on what they want to accomplish, even if it means working, you know, whether you're working for someone else or have your business and putting in those hours. Women don't want to be working all day long. A lot of them are going to become lesbians.
She just asked me if one of my good friends got married, and I said, no, he's engaged. And what did you say? I said, well, then there's still hope, because I love him, and I think he'd be wonderful for you. And you know who I'm talking about, you out there.
I'm sick and tired of getting myself cute, doing my makeup, get told we're going to meet, get told we're going to go on a date, and then it never happening. I haven't gotten past the texting phase. I have 27 guys that have matched with me that I've never met in person. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. Am I not cute enough? I update pictures weekly.
Does she really want the answer to her question?
So that I'm not catfishing anybody. I'm 32. I'm in the Air Force. I own my own house. I have my life together. It's not good enough. Am I not cute enough? Please, TikTok, tell me, am I cute enough? Is it in my head? Am I really not pretty?
So that's dating of the future. What's going on, Miss Twist from across the pond? Really appreciate the super chat, man. Thank you for that. Appreciate that. Guys, I dropped my Cash App and my PayPal in the link. We always appreciate the support. Love your support. You're always coming through, Miss Twist. And if you guys haven't smashed that like button, don't forget, smash it now. And if you're not subscribed to my channel, this is a great time to do that. Subscribe, hit the bell, and that way you'll receive notifications from me. Share this. We're just having a conversation this Friday night, YouTube and chill. We're kind of sitting back, talking, shooting the breeze. You know, we're guys having a conversation, and I'm just asking, what's on your mind? I told you about some of the things that were on my mind, some of the interactions I've had on Facebook. TJ put up a really good one, and it led right into that video, and that video was all about what dating will look like for women in 10 years. So, yes, I saw that women are looking for attention, but there are going to be a lot more women asking questions, why aren't men pursuing us? It's already starting to happen. So a lot of women are disappointed and like asking, what's wrong with me? And no one wants me. Why is that? What's wrong with men? And blah, blah, blah. Like, it's almost like they thought all that bad behavior would never have consequences. So shocking, right? Shocking. What's going on, Chris? Good to see you in the house, man.
What's going on, Ted? This is absolutely hilarious. You know, I wish they could like bottle women's tears, because they would make like the perfect marinade for like steak and chicken. you know, there's an uptick of women on TikTok and YouTube crying about how they can't get dates. They can't get relationships. But what do you see when they get a chance? You see them rejecting 80 to 90% of the men that try to talk to them, because they all want to fight for the same 10% of men. So all the other men that they've been rejecting said, you know what, screw it. Because I don't have a chance. I might as well just focus on me.
Exactly.
And then when they do, and the off chance that they do decide to give him some attention, he's like, nah, fuck it. I don't want you anymore. You know, I'm cool. I got this going on in my life. I got that going on in my life. You're no longer a priority.
Yep. Not jumping through hoops. Not even one.
Exactly. The dumbest thing women could have done was make men realize their value. See, back in the day, men, I don't think they truly understood their value. So they would put the woman on a pedestal. They would start wars. They would do all this shit for women. Now, women have, you know, the whole feminist movement has made men see their value and see that it's worth more than women.
Wow.
So now, you know, they're serious when they say, when they ask women, you know, what do you bring to the table? Nothing? Okay, well, you ain't coming to the table.
And let me tell you, the craziest thing is women are claiming they want to, they're saying it's unfair that men are not inviting them to the table for business. It's like, well, men built the table. And I think the most fundamental thing women don't understand is they are unwilling to take risks. So men risk their capital. They put, and a lot of men lost a lot and sometimes everything. I mean, just think about it, man. A little more than 100 years ago, there were, in the United States only, there were more than 100 automobile manufacturers. We don't really realize that. It was sort of like the dot-com bubble, right? You had all these dot-com bubbles. They burst, and then the dust settled, and you had You have a few that are left. Well, that's what happened with automobile industry. That means men put their money on the line, investors, guys who worked, and you know, and most of them failed. Women don't want that. They claim they want equality. If they did, that's exactly what they would be doing. They would be saying, we don't want a seat at your table. We're going to go over here and build our own table. And since we believe we can do better than you, we're going to make our own cars. We're going to make a car manufacturer. We're going to manufacture shoes and clothes and air conditioners and furniture. They would do all of that stuff. Instead, they beg men for jobs. And so I was in that app Clubhouse a couple of days ago, and I asked them, and I laid it out like this, a little more detailed, and I asked the women in the room, if you feel oppressed and you're begging men for jobs and you believe you should be at the table, why aren't women just creating their own companies? And the women, and what was shocking to me is a woman responded and she completely changed the subject. And I said to the guys, why are you letting her change the subject? And they said, oh, no, we're going to get back to it. And they didn't. So there's a big problem. Women claim that communication is important. And when you put an important topic on the table, they actually will change the subject and never address it at all. And a lot of guys have found that acceptable. There are more guys now starting to think, well, I'm just not going to deal with you at all. That behavior still needs to be checked, and men are not doing that. So, I mean, ultimately, if men are smart, they'll stop hiring them and tell them to create their own car companies or whatever company they want. Your own television stations, create your own stock market, do what you want, move to an island. Men really need to embrace that kind of mindset, and women will learn a very, very valuable lesson in a short time period. Just stop giving them jobs.
Yeah, I agree. But how many men are willing to suffer consequences?
There aren't. What consequences? You're breaking up, Chris. I can't understand anything.
You're breaking up
a lot, Chris. Chris, check your connection. You're breaking up badly. Hey guys, am I coming through clear? Is Chris breaking up for you all? Yeah, you're breaking. I can't understand one single word. Zero, Chris. Cannot understand you at all. You're gonna have to bet it's your connection. Yep. So, what else we have here? That's a good question. Does a woman make herself valuable or better or even accessible, right? So, you know, I've seen these posts on Facebook where the women say, I don't understand, why do so many men date me for 2 weeks and then, you know, they have sex with me and disappear? And the quick and dirty answer is it took him 2 weeks to find out you had nothing valuable to offer. Not even good sex. So he was gone. Like, they keep saying, why are men doing this? Well, why are you not offering value? And even when you do take some women out, they still end up not really making themselves accessible. They're still playing this game. I saw this post. I assume it's supposed to be a joke. I think so. Damn, I don't remember. I think it's more of a funny post. The fact that it was said. I think this is hilarious. Hey, go ahead. Let's see if you come through, Chris.
Yeah, I'm back. I think y'all was having issues with Wi-Fi. Okay. I guess it's not reaching out here in my garage like it should. But yeah, they don't want any, you know, they want all the power and no accountability. You can't have it both ways. You just can't.
Yep, and that's the thing that I think men have caught on to. That part
yeah, the
right there.
The problem we're facing now is since for the last 40 years, pretty much, children are being raised by single mothers.
Yep.
That means these boys are being raised by single mothers. So they're more apt to bend the knee to them. You know, that's why you were on that clubhouse and they let that woman take over the conversations. I've been in conversations like that where, you know, there's a bunch of guys and one woman comes in, she derails the conversation and they just sit there and let her do it. And then when I try to change the subject, I start telling them, you know, hey, look, you know, don't let her take over this. You know, put your foot down.
Exactly.
Be a man. You know, they get pissed off at me.
Yeah, they get.
But it's because they look at her, they look at their mother in her, and these, and that's the problem. Women knew what they were doing when they raised all these children alone. They knew that they were creating future generations of children that would bend, you know, to their will.
Well, I would say, Chris, even being raised in a two-family household, a lot of women have set their sons up to get exploited by men.
Yes. Yes, they have.
Single mother or not, you know. So having a father kind of helps negate, you know, her setting him up. But, you know, I think Reggie said something like, the reason why your mother won't tell you everything is because she may end up telling on herself if she really lays it down. And I thought about that because my mother made it very clear that I should never let a woman trap me. And she said a lot of women get pregnant to trap you. And and I thought about that, and I was like, oh, man, maybe that's how she got my father. I was like, so, because she actually made a big deal out of that when I was a teenager, you know, and my mother had a friend. I guess they went to high school together, and that friend had two daughters, and her daughters were the same age as me, and the other daughter was younger, the same age as my younger brother. And my mother told me, don't you let, you know, she said, my mother told me that she said, look, here's what I think is happening. My friend is going to teach her daughter how to hook you and then to trap you. And she'll get pregnant and trap you. And my mother said, don't you let her do that. And I was like, okay, cool. You know, so I'm now, you know, I'm looking with both eyes. Your mother said, don't let a woman trap you. But when I listened to that in the context of Reggie saying it, it was like, oh, man, my mother may have trapped my father. Maybe that's what happened.
Yeah.
And she couldn't tell me that. She couldn't say, look, I know, son, because that's what I did to your father.
That's what a lot of them do now to this day. You know, they get the pookie. They want the pookie or the ring ray in the neighborhood that all the other women want. And it's just to make all the other women jealous. He has no redeeming qualities about himself. And he can't give them any guidance. As a matter of fact, you know, every time you see him, he's on the passenger side of their car, you know, at the drive-thru where they're paying or she's getting out public gas. You know, so, but they only want him because all the other girls in the neighborhood want him. And right. What do? They think that they can keep him, and they think that they'll be the one to snag him, to keep him, and make all the girls jealous forever by getting pregnant by him and being his fourth baby mama. And it doesn't work. I have a cousin right now, and we kind of look alike. This motherfucker has 8 kids.
Wow.
8 kids. And I'm like, you know, I go home and visit family, and they're like, hey, I'm like, no, I'm not him. I am not that motherfucker. I'm not him.
Wow.
But, you know, it's not, you would think that, you know, okay, the second girl, maybe she really did genuinely think she could change him or he really liked her or whatever, right? But once you get to the third, the fourth, and the fifth, now you just talk. This is why I don't understand why particularly in the black community, while we're always saying, oh, women are so smart. No, women are fucking stupid. Women are literally the dumbest things on earth. How can you do that? And the proof is that you can see, you'll see doctors and lawyers making the same mistakes as high school dropouts. You don't have that in men.
You don't see men
that are doctors and lawyers making the same mistakes as dudes in trailer parks.
So that's the thing. See, the way a lot of women have been pushing is that I have a degree. And they say that almost like having a degree is synonymous with being intelligent, having a high intelligence. And there's no correlation. The only time you see a correlation between intelligence and college is if you major in math or physics.
Yes, and STEM with men.
No, math or physics. Specifically,
those are primarily STEM careers.
I know, but yeah. I don't want to say STEM because it could cover some other sciences that, you know. So I'm saying math.
Yeah, it could cover medicine. You're right. It could cover medicine.
Right. It could cover biology. It could cover chemistry. It could cover a lot of things. But I'm saying specifically math and physics, that people normally have this proclivity for high IQ, high intelligence. And you see very, very few women that major in math and physics. Those are definitely men. You know, most of the men in the past would be, teachers at school or university. Now, a lot of those math guys are quants. They work for hedge funds, and they make a ton of money now. They write all kinds of algorithms. But there are a lot of women, they major in women's studies and history, sociology, psychology. And you could get by so easy being very average or even somewhat below average. And so a lot of guys have bought into this notion that, well, she has a college degree, therefore she must be intelligent. Except when you listen to what you just said, they become doctors and lawyers and still go out and get pregnant by some dude who's on a path to prison. So
drug dealers, they'll date drug dealers.
But that's why I said a path to prison, right? So,
right.
Or the grave. So that's just a perfect example of how just because she's a lawyer doesn't mean that she's intelligent. You know, she got a law degree. I mean, on Sunday, I played this video of a woman, Russian woman. And she introduced herself. It was this woman's summit. And she said, I think it's a bad idea to hire women. She said, I have an IT company, and I think it's terrible to push the idea that we should hire women because you're going to get a less qualified person. She said, I went to school, and there'd be 100 guys and only 8 women. And she said the women cheated. They didn't even study the stuff. They cheated. And then when they get the job, they can't code. She said women don't code as well as men. They just don't. They're not as smart as men for that. And she said, and besides that, men will stay all night long to get the job done, and women make excuses for why they have to go home. So this is a woman thing. So a lot of women just, if they're in law or medicine, there's a lot of cheating that goes on, and we don't hear about it, and they're less competent in their jobs than men are generally. And then, as you said, you see that the natural person who they are, which is the poor decision maker, they go out and get pregnant by a guy who's going to jail next year. So, yep, makes no sense.
Yeah, to all black men listening, okay, stop calling black women smart. And as a matter of fact, stop calling women in general smart, no matter what color you are, because they're not. Let me tell you why they have all these degrees and everything. It's because from the time you start going to school, society realizes how stupid women are. So they cater the educational system from kindergarten all the way up to college to the way women learn. Now, the reason why they excel better than boys are up to high school is because most boys don't hit puberty to about 13 or 14. Well, studies have shown that women are starting to hit it at 10 now, developing earlier.
Right.
And once you hit puberty, that's when your brain really kicks into overdrive. That's when your intelligence really starts to your IQ really skyrockets. And so since women peak before boys, since they hit their puberty before boys, their IQ peaks before boys. But here's the thing. Once boys hit 13, 14, and they hit their puberty, their IQ skyrockets past women's, and women never catch up. That's why you see in college that no matter how much they try to cater the educational system to women, the women still have to choose the lesser degrees. They have to choose the liberal arts degrees. They have to choose the nursing degrees. They have to choose some degree that's easy to get because the boys are tackling the harder degrees, the physics, the engineering degrees, the architect degrees. They're handling that with no problem because they have the intelligence for it. Women don't have the intelligence for it. So stop calling them smart because they're not. They're parrots. You repeat something to them, and they can repeat it. That's it. You have to show them how to apply it.
See, that, and that there is the problem with the education system. So there's something else, Chris, and I'm not sure how it fits into what you're saying. What they have found that there are an enormous amount of four-year-olds that would, when tested, would qualify as an intellectually talented, some even geniuses. The problem is by the time that four-year-old gets through 12 years of formal schooling, they're no longer a genius. So our education system, as you're saying, Imperator, what's going on, Imperator, that we just teach children to memorize, and that takes no intelligence just to parrot and regurgitate someone else's intelligence, right? So basically, our education system dumbs people down.
It dumbs down everybody to the level of a woman, of a girl.
It does.
You're absolutely right. It does.
So they've just done that. There are too many children before they start school who are intellectually very capable, but we turn them into parrots is what we do. So. And as you were, you know, boys learn how to operate in that system and eventually do well. And as, you know, PJ, you were saying, or Imperator, you know, men are great workers because we want to solve problems. We want to create things. We want to build things. And women don't want to do that. They just don't. They see that as not their role. So when you don't want to build and create and solve complex problems, there's no reason for you to express a high intellectual capacity. You just don't. But they're looking for entitlements and handouts, that's where the problem comes, and claiming that they are equal and smarter than. See, we've been listening. I think there's the problem. We've been told for so long that girls are smarter than boys. They're more mature. And I think the problem is, and I've seen it, a lot of men, they bought into that as a boy, and they believe it. So it's like you're Superman, and someone tricked you into believing you're only Clark Kent, and that's all you have. And that's kind of what a lot of boys have done.
Yeah, and it goes right back to. Them being around women so much, you know, when the vast majority of time is spent around women and they don't get a chance to, experience any time around men, they don't get to see and contrast the differences in the two and the intelligence between the two. You know, they don't get to see that, you know, I'm being lied to, you know, and women want that. That's why women fight so hard to keep children, you know, because, you know, if you can keep the children, then you have the power to mold the future. And that's what they want. They want to force children to be a bunch of grown up dumb clones, like a bunch of honeybees. You know,
society will crumble under that paradigm.
I'm getting sort of cool.
society will either crumble or you'll be taken over by a much stronger society. Imperator, what country are you in? I'm just curious. And he's a teacher. Imperator said exactly, said, I'm a teacher and I can tell you that that school in my country is about following and being creators and innovators. What country are you in? Someone said something. Barbados.
Barbados.
Interesting. Well, you know, the Caribbean.
Women are stupid. I'm sorry. They are stupid. Dogs are smarter than fucking women.
It's the Caribbean for a very long time, and I don't think most people knew this. The Caribbean had acquired the reputation of having the number one education system in the world before college. I think started back in the 80s, and they held that title. China may have taken them over, but for a long time, the Caribbean were putting out the smartest people. It wasn't the U.S. And each country in the Caribbean will claim, you know, the Barbados will say, I think, Imperator, the Barbados will say they are the number one in the Caribbean because you're at closest to the British system. The Jamaicans will say they're number one, so will the Trinidad. You know, it's kind of funny. But if you really sit down and listen to people born in the Caribbean, I'd say 30 years or more ago, you do hear very different conversations than you hear in the U.S. And that's both men and women. PJ, interrupt. Fundamental reason why one would be single is if one isn't seeking after a mate, and men understood that. Women are still battling with the reasons why they are still single. Yeah, they don't want to look in the mirror at all.
How do you distinguish someone who's willfully ignorant and someone stupid? Just at face value, Ted.
I don't know, man.
Exactly, you can't. So it's easy to just say they're fucking stupid. Because at the surface level, they appear to be the same thing.
Let me see. Who was it? Einstein said something like, stupid people and have something in common with dead people. Neither realizes the pain they cause other people.
It's absolutely right. But yeah, these, relationships are pretty much over. I don't think, I think it's going to take a while. I'm going to say probably at least, two or three generations before men want to come back to the table and want to be the husbands, of old, because of all this, thought culture. That being said, I think women should be extremely fearful of what's going to happen in society in the meantime, because as you look, now we're starting to have food shortages. There are, and here's one thing that women haven't figured out or seen, don't realize it's coming. Because of the pandemic, and them sending women home, well, when they refused to go back to work, you know what they started doing? They started automating a lot of their jobs.
Of course.
And what they don't realize is women are the easiest ones to automate it out of the workforce. You can automate just about all their jobs. And once you don't have the ability to earn a living and you can't secure a husband, what do you do? I'll tell you what you do. You stand under the overpass next to that Vietnam vet that talks to himself every 5 minutes, and you hold out your cup and you hope people feel more sorry for you than they do him and give you the change he was supposed to get.
Let me tell you one of the other conversations that happened in Clubhouse and why I pushed it to if women don't like it, you should create your female only, you know, Fortune 500. A woman was saying that it's unfair. Like she said everyone's valuable and that it's unfair. Why should you pay a man who works on an oil rig more than you pay a nurse? I said, because men on oil rigs die. They die every year. There's some guy who dies. The life, you know, the job is dangerous. Working in the emergency room, you don't die. And she was like, well, people die in the emergency room. I said, yeah, but it's not the nurses, the guy who works on the oil rig. And so she's like, well, the janitor is valuable. He should get paid more. I'm like, no, it's the market demands, you know, it was amazing how she was trying to make everyone as equal and we should all get paid the same. And it's like, no, men are putting their lives on the line. And a nurse is not. That you hear some of these stories. Guy told me about a guy working on an oil rig. And they told you when the cable snaps, just run from the drill. And everyone ran and one guy didn't get away fast enough. You guys have maybe heard me say this. And the cable pinned him up against the drill and just sliced his body in half in an instant, like instantly.
I used to work in the oil field.
Yeah.
I used to work in the oil field. I know those horror stories. And let me tell you, there's some worse than that. It's no joke, those rough records do.
Exactly.
And not only is it a dangerous job, but nurses get to go home to their family every night. Those guys might go out to those oil rigs for 2 months and not see their family at all. So, yeah, they should be compensated for that.
Yep. And she was having a difficult time. And then she started talking about the janitors. And it was like, oh, my God, you know. So some women are struggling with – and that's why the real solution is then just create a female-only oil company and go drill for oil and then come back and talk to us. What's going on, the Scout? Good to see you in the house. Thank you.
Well, here's the thing. They've been allowed to operate from a point of privilege for so long, for so many decades, that they honestly think they earned it and they deserve it. So when you talk about a man who actually deserves his pay and it happens to be higher than theirs or equal to theirs, it lights a fire in them. It's like waving a red flag in front of a bull. Even though they have no basis for this anger or this animosity, because the guy's legitimately doing, you know, what it takes to earn his salary. Meanwhile, they're not. You know, you take some nurse who walks in a room, you know, once an hour, picks up a chart, goes through a checklist, and then brings a fucking Jell-O back, or gives them a little cup of orange juice. You know, she thinks that she deserves more than these guys out here doing these dangerous jobs, these guys on power lines and
oil
rigs and stuff like that, you know?
Well, so here's an interesting fact. When the United States was created back in the 1700s, 1776, the only people that voted were wealthy families, large landowners, and the merchants. And after that Revolutionary War in 1865, they said, well, these men have sacrificed their lives in a battle, and some of them didn't come home, so maybe we owe them the right to vote. So it wasn't just wealthy families, you know, large landowners and merchants. They said men can vote. And the reason they said men can vote is because they went to war. They fought for a cause, and they gave them the right to vote. So when you think about it that way, you see that women actually never earned the right to vote. They haven't. Men have had to earn everything that they have.
Yes. Yes, we have. And that's why the feminist movement was started. The feminist movement was started because white women knew that black men had fought in every war, for the country, and even, you know, North versus South, you know, so they had earned their right to vote. And they were scared that because they had fought all these wars, they would start to accumulate more power, more privileges than they had when they haven't had done anything. So that's why the feminist movement started. That's why the whole suffrage movement started and all that. But I just want to say, I want to show you something, kid. Now, we've been talking, and we can physically point out, we can, the statistics on how men are smarter than women, right? Why do we still have dudes even in your comments saying women are smarter? Because they feel. They'll ignore the facts just to say they feel. Tell me if that isn't something that's taught to them by women. Women are the only ones that say, I feel, I feel, I feel. Men, we deal with facts. And if it's a fact that a man is smarter than a woman, it's a fact. Accept it.
Well, but I think a lot of people have a difficult time. I said this, I think, the last time you were here. When you look at IQs, women cluster. Most women are average or above average. And they're, you know, most of the population is average and above average. But when it comes to high IQs, exceptionally high IQs, that's where women thin out significantly. And you'll find significantly more men with high IQs than you find women. Even though there's slightly more women, you find a significantly more men in high IQs. The flip side of that, you also find significantly more men with very low IQs also. So men cover both ends of the spectrum. And women stay right in the middle. That's where they cluster. Very few women have a high IQ. That's empirical. That's not my opinion.
Right. They don't have high IQs. They're not smart. What it is they have tits and ass, and they know we like tits and ass. So they use those tits and ass to manipulate us. You don't have to be smart to do that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if you keep telling men they only think with their little head, I mean, that's... Men need to kill that conversation. No one thinks with their dick. It was, you know, what do you call hyperbole? It's just a joke, right?
It was never meant, it's a joke started by comedians.
Right. It was never meant to be taken seriously. That's not how you think. You have a brain, right? So they need to kill that. Then the other idea that men only want one thing, well, that's just a lie. Someone, I forget, maybe it was you, PJ, made a comment about how men pursue sex. Well, people have a difficult time. Women want sex much more than a lot of men realize. Just the way they go about pursuing it is very different. Until they're really desperate, then they come out. But the thing is, hey, Chris, you've got your microphone must be scraping against your clothing. Very loud. As long as men think that they are using women for sex, women can reel a guy in, like on a fishing rod, and a man will really think he's pursuing her when it's really sex that she needs. But the man the whole time will think he's using her when women really, so many women are using men for sex, but it's hard to see that. Because that's not the way it's marketed. Like, propaganda is vicious. Men think with their small heads. Women are smarter than men. Girls are smarter than boys. All of this stuff. Just propaganda. If people could just see it for that and just leave it there, leave the propaganda on the side. But the problem is people buy into it. So there are lots of things that people buy into, lots of stereotypes. Hey, Miss Twist, I saw your comment about women bottle their bath water and dudes buy it. Unfortunately.
What?
Are you serious? Even dirty bath water. He's saying it's a joke. I mean, he said that when you were talking about if we could bottle women's tears.
Yeah.
But he was saying, well, women actually bottle their bath water and then dudes buy it. I wouldn't be surprised if there are guys that would buy a woman's bath water as this would be the closest, the only way they're going to get close to her.
I know that there are guys out there that are buying, like, women's underwear and shit like that, but, I mean, Jesus, it's just, it's ridiculous.
He also said, I think it's more opposite. Most guys worship women today more than before. So when you say men worship women before, he's saying he thinks it's the opposite, that younger guys are worshiping women more than they did in the past.
You see, I don't know. I would tend to agree with him and say that because I see this generation of young dudes, and they all look like they're simps. They're just, they don't have any of the you know, the ruggedness or any of the machismo that, you know, my generation, even your generation had. You know, they don't look like the type to go out and play football in the street and, you know, fall down on the concrete and get up. You know, yeah, you got your knees bleeding and you got gravel stuck in your skin, but you brush it off and get ready for next play. They don't look like those kind of boys, you know.
Right. Or
well, they're painting their fingernails and getting these girls' haircuts and dyeing their hair like women. It's just, it's gay, man. But, you know, according to some of these guys, you know, in school, they're completely ignoring the girls. And they're from these, you know, little midtown groups, and they're ignoring women. But I just don't see it, you know. I see the exact opposite, you know.
TJ, women bring a lot to the table. PhD, that's 3 years of study. Yes. Yes, some of them do bring PhDs. Yeah, this is a good one. Women confuse sexual market value with relationship market value. And I don't know if I actually explicitly stated it a little while ago, that's one of the major downsides that women seem to be oblivious to. So if a woman sleeps with a lot of different guys, she actually never, especially in her 20s, she never gets to develop the relationship skills. So she actually is incompetent when it comes to relationships. And I think I said earlier how we've done a role reversal between a lot of men and women. Like, even you talking about men painting their nails and wearing dresses, like, we've done a lot to kind of change the roles between men and women. Aside from women resenting men for that, women biologically, they have this this biochemistry that allows them to be very good at creating bonds. So that's really a big part of their responsibility, but they don't want to do that anymore. So they're demanding that, men, you should be texting me and calling me, and that's your job. Like, for a woman, bonding, that's really a big part of her role. And that's part of her relationship market value. It's part of her relationship skills. And we're doing a role reversal. And it's creating a lot of resentment in women because they do want that rugged man that you were talking about, Chris. They do want that, especially in the bedroom, and they're not getting it. So it's confusing because there's this paradox. They want to do a role reversal, yet they want the rugged masculinity from a man, and he's supposed to only do that in the bedroom, but they don't understand that's part of your being, like who you are full time, or who you're not. If you're not that, you're not it. And women are, you know, it's like he's saying, they think having sexual market value is the same as having relationship value, and it's just not. And doing the role reversal is killing their relationship value because they don't understand how to be in a relationship.
It's because you can't. Well, nobody's been honest with them. You know, they keep saying that they want equality, but they reject the idea of equality because part of equality, the equality is honesty. You know, people are going to be honest with you. Just like men, nobody lies to men, you know. You know, you see a fat dude, you don't call him, you don't tell nobody not to body shame him or say something stupid like that. No, you call him a fat dude. You don't call him sick or big bone or no shit like that. You say he's a fat dude, he accepts it because he knows you're not lying. But, you know, women don't want that honesty. They don't want equality. And so they've been lied to. So when they've been lied to, you can't really be honest with them about biology, about, you know, what sexual market is. Because if you talk to them, and the vast majority of them think sexual market value is the same as sexual peak. And they'll say that they don't peak to the fourth.
You're breaking up again, Chris. Yeah, you're breaking up. Hey, the Scout, thank you, man. Good to see you in the house. Young men need to be taught from day one what it is to be a man for men. And they need to be taught by men, not by women. And that's
those men are, think about it. If those men are being raised by single mothers, whatever he learns, it's going to quickly be erased the minute he walks home. Because when he goes home to that toxic-ass single mother, it's going to be possibly beaten out of him.
Yep.
And if not beat out of him, she may kill him. She may kill him if he starts to express too much of it. Or if he shows that, you know, hey, you know, the thing you're trying to tell me is wrong, you know.
Yeah, well, there was a video on YouTube. They took it down quick. Some guy was probably early 20s, and he told his mother, what did I tell you about wearing those colors? And she went off, she started going off, boy, blah, blah, blah. They were in a kitchen. Someone was sitting at the table, looked like they were eating cereal, and someone was behind all that videotaping. And when he said, I told you about wearing colors, and the mother started yelling, she took this woman who was fat, like she was a big woman. He picked her up and body slammed her on a floor so hard that when she tried to get up, she was too hurt. She couldn't. You could hear she was in pain. What I assumed from that is that that man had years of pent-up anger, and he took it out on her. And that's what will also happen to a lot of these women who try to beat the manhood out of them. When he said, what I told you about wearing those colors, I assume he was in a gang, and he told his mother not to wear those colors. And he,
yeah, more likely that's probably what it was.
And he went after her.
Yeah. A lot of these women don't understand the way they raise their boys is through fear, you know. So they hit them, and they use fear as a parenting, fear is their ultimate parenting tool. But once that boy gets, you know, once he reaches, you know, teenage, once he becomes a teenager, he's about their size, possibly bigger, and he's way stronger. So he has no reason to fear them anymore. So now all those years of fear that they've instilled in him, it's gonna come back to bite him in the ass.
Very dangerous. Very dangerous way to raise a boy.
Yeah. I mean, women don't understand that we are the most dangerous predator on the planet. If you wouldn't wave a bloody stake in front of a lion, why would you fuck with a boy who's eventually going to become a man that's bigger and stronger than you? Why would you risk, you know, torturing him or pissing him off for years and thinking it's not going to bite you in the ass?
Yep. Poor decision making, right? So when we were talking about that, someone wrote, poor decision making is close to poor IQ.
Exactly. Yeah, man. Like I said, it's dumb. I just think it's absolutely hilarious now that all the decisions they've been, you know, making for the last 50 years is biting them in the ass, and we have the technology to see it. You know, before, see, all they had to do was sit at home, suck dick, and make a sandwich every once in a while. Now they got to go to work 40 hours a week, sometimes probably overtime, sometimes possibly two jobs, then come home and make a sandwich and hope some man values them enough to let them suck his dick.
Someone responded to you, Chris. He said women are willfully ignorant, which fools you into thinking they're stupid. You said they're not stupid.
I said that earlier before. You know, you put someone who's willfully ignorant next to someone who's stupid, and how do you tell the difference? You can't. So it's just easier to call them stupid. If you're going to be willfully ignorant about something, that means you, that means you're stupid. But yeah, it's funny, you know, they fought for the right to work. Now they don't want to work anymore. Now they want to be stay-at-home wives, you know, again, because working is hard, you know. They don't realize that, you know, hey, we were trying to protect you from this. We don't want to do this shit every day, but we have to. We understand we have to.
Well, men find
and
fulfillment.
Protect you from it.
They find they fulfillment. Men are fulfilled by that also.
Exactly. Yeah. It gives us a sense of purpose. But they don't have that. You know, our bodies are built for it. We're designed for everything that we do. And they want to be like us. They don't understand because they've been lied to that their bodies aren't biologically built to do the same things we do.
There was an interesting conversation going on in the chat. Miss Twist said, funny, because Caribbean descendants here in the UK don't tend to be as strong in education. But in Imperatory responded, said, our weak kids go to the U.S. and excel in high school. So that's the weak ones in the Caribbean come to the U.S. and excel here. Interesting.
I've seen it. The Black kids that were from here.
When they start saying IQ tests are racist, well, people come from Nigeria, China, and India and know less about U.S. culture, and they come here and knock out those IQ tests. So that's like an invalid statement.
In my hometown, and this guy, he sent to China for his two nephews to come over. So they come over in the 11th grade. They spoke so little English, I don't understand how they were able to keep up in class. But these motherfuckers got nothing less than an A. They're now doctors and they're now both doctors.
Interesting.
And I never even knew their real, like, nobody could even pronounce their real Chinese names. So we just called them Jim and Charles. That's what they went by. But they're now doctors. So, yeah, no, there's nothing in the U.S. It's just that because most young kids are raised by single mothers, particularly urban, in the urban environment, in the Black community, they're raised by single mothers. They're expected to be given everything, you know?
Yep. Give me a curve. So he said a willfully ignorant person clearly knows better because they demonstrate that. So that's an interesting statement. So, and you will see. So you don't wave a stake in front of a lion, right? And if the dog is barking at you and you don't like it, you don't climb over the fence and say, I'm going to keep it real and show that dog a piece of my mind. Yet, if a man is warning you to back off of me, get out my face, the woman stays there. So a stupid person wouldn't know the difference. They would go over the fence with the dog and try to shut them up and get their asses killed or severely beaten by the dog. I think, Miss Twist, that's what you're getting at, correct? You following, Chris?
I'm following. I still think that's a stupid person. I still think it's stupid to go over and argue with the dog when you know the dog can break your face off. I've seen women argue with guys with guns out. I ain't scared of that gun. I ain't scared of that. Bitch, you should be. Those things are meant to kill people.
But yet she won't go over the fence with the dog, though.
Right.
So that's what he's saying, is being willfully ignorant. It's almost like that entitlement thing. I'm a woman. You'll never do that to me. Like they're banking on being a woman and you'll never do it.
No, what she's banking on is another man stepping in to stop you from doing it.
Well,
she's still stupid.
That's the second part, right? So, but even if it happens when they're at home, so there's no other man to stop it.
Then she's banking on you being scared of what'll happen to you, you know, in jail or if the police come or whatever. It's still predicated on what another man will do to you.
Yeah, that's why women have no power, because they depend on some other man to intervene.
No, and I'm sorry, they're stupid. I mean, I wish more men would just understand that. They're stupid.
He said women aren't dumb because they know how to make smart choices when the pressure is on them.
No, I'm sorry. No, it's been... He obviously has never been in the military. He's never been in the military. Because let me tell you, I've seen women under pressure and they fold. They fold like cheap suits.
Ted, they're choosing to make life harder for themselves because they know life is mostly on easy mode for them. Someone else's facts, they know the right choice, but they choose the bad because it's easy or fun. So the one thing that here's the one thing that you can say is, hey, Chris, you got a lot going on back there. All right. So here's the one thing women have done, and they talk about using propaganda. They convince men of many things. They convince men that you think with your small head. They convince men that you only want sex. They convince men that they are equal and they can do anything that a man can do. And they convinced men to let them into spaces where women actually don't add value, except they kept saying, we're better than you, we're better than you. And they convinced so many men to actually believe that there are men out there who actually are fighting and standing for men. And many of those men are fathers who continue to perpetuate the very thing that's not true. So they convinced men of a lie and got them to take action on a lie that's in a woman's favor. And they know, even to today, they know, as you give them proof, for example, you say, well, if women can do anything, and anything means anything, why aren't women competing in the Olympics? Like, they're just not. Then they go, well, that's physical. You know, we know we're not. Like, then stop saying you can do anything a man can do. But then you start looking at math and science, and you start looking at, well, how come there aren't any women Fortune 500s? And they say, well, women didn't have monies, right? Well, that's a lie, because you had women that were millionaires in the late 1800s, and you brag about this Madam C.J. Walker, who's a millionaire, and nothing, what came out of that aside from a hair care company? There have been lots of women that inherited hundreds of millions and billions, and even still today, look at Jeff Bezos' wife. What did she get? How many billions of dollars did she get, and what has she done with it? Philanthropy. She hasn't built a single company. She has enough money to compete with Google, with Amazon, or any other company that she wants. Look at the Vanderbilt. You know, we have all these Rockefellers, Astors, Carnegies, Vanderbilts, Morgan's, Gloria Vanderbilt. In the age of the new age of personal computers being built, instead of her creating a computer company with all the money that she had, she created jeans, Gloria Vanderbilt jeans. So she didn't compete with men. She did something that she only focused on women, and it was an easier. So. Men have been, what I'm getting at is men have been convinced of a lie, which technically could make it seem like men are dumber than women, because women have said they can do anything better and men haven't stepped back and said, well, do it, or here's your own island, go do it. Men continue to protect to make women the protected gender and not demand that they do all the things they could do. And so men continue to do the deadly jobs and men don't demand that they do. So in some ways, women have to be laughing at men and saying they fell for a bamboozle and they know, you know, it's pretty obvious we can't do everything they do, yet they are convinced that we can. And they continue to do everything for us. Like that's kind of dumb on the part of men, don't you think?
We all heard the old saying, never argue with an idiot because they'll just bring you down to their level and beat you with experience. Well, that's what women have done to men. They brought these men down to the level of a female, and they're beating them at being a female. That's all it is. And but once you take a hold of your once you harness your masculinity and you realize the games that are being played against you and on you, it doesn't affect you. And you can see through the bullshit. But until that happens, no, you're gonna be dumbed down to the level of a woman. And you're not going to be a woman at being a woman. Society's not going to treat you the same way they treat that woman. So you will lose. But once you realize your masculinity and you take a hold of it, and you start to move accordingly, yeah, you'll excel past women.
Men are afraid to do that. They call me a misogynist. I don't know if you heard me in the beginning. My question was, okay, I'm a misogynist. Now what? Like, did I break a law? Is there something wrong with being a misogynist? I mean, if I'm a misogynist, who am I hurting? And if there are women that actually despise misogynists, then those women would want to avoid me. But don't come to me and tell me I'm a misogynist. Just stay away from me. You probably don't hear misogynists going out to hurt women. They just avoid them. These names that women have used to
that is their only power.
To make the only
power
they
have.
I'm relating
your name.
Hold it, Chris. I'm relating this to what you said. So that's how they talk men out of their masculinity. You're a if you act masculine, you're a misogynist. You're sexist, and men comply with that. And there's where the whole thing crumbles and falls apart.
Yep. Instead of like you, when they call you a misogynist, embrace it. Yeah, I'm a misogynist. I'm supposed to be. I'm a man. I'm supposed to think that I'm better than a woman.
Right.
Where's the harm there? Who told you that I had to think that you were better than me?
And if I pay for dinner, if I open the door, if I carry the heavy stuff, if I make sure the dog doesn't bite you, I'm a set. That's seeing you as the weaker gender, so you're protected. If men don't put you in the front line of the battlefield, you're protected.
The minute a woman asks a man to stop another man from raping her, she's already acknowledged that men are misogynists and misogyny is okay.
Yep. Or ask you to pay for dinner. Yeah, that's sexist. Yeah. That's straight up sexist. And women have called me sexist, and I said, yeah, and I'm proud of it. I've paid for dates. And they're like, well, no, that's not what it means. I'm like, yeah. If I have lower expectations for a woman, and women have lower expectations for themselves, you shouldn't pay for dates, you shouldn't carry the heavy stuff, men should open doors, all these things. As a woman, you're promoting sexism. Okay, I embrace it. What's the problem?
Exactly.
What's going on, buddy? Sonny, Sonny in the house. Good to see you, man. What's up? Go ahead, Chris.
But like you said, too many men fall into the trap where they just don't want to hurt their feelings. Fuck their feelings. All they're going to do is call you a name. That's all they have. Accept it. Embrace it. And move on.
Back some time ago, you said women just have tits and ass. And he said, well, I do like breasts and booty, so yeah, lots of men do.
we all love. It's funny. You know, really funny. I saw a video the other day where a woman called out women for the body statement, you know. For years, you know, women trying to get down to the size zero or whatever, where they're basically these toothpicks, right? But we know they do it just so they can make other women jealous of them because they can fit into smaller clothes.
Exactly.
Right? Because as men, we love curves on a woman, right? We like tits, we like ass. There's no man out here raving about a woman who's a size zero.
No, but a woman, Chris, there are some size zeros that are hot. They have tits.
Okay, well, when I say a size zero, I mean a woman who's like a size zero with a knee cup and no and a flat ass. All right,
I got you.
But women will see them, and these, you know, these lesbians, they'll like them. You know, other women will like them, but for the most part, men don't. You know, men don't like that. You have a couple of men who do, but the vast majority of men like, you know, we like 36D. You know, we like a woman with some ass, you know, a woman with some hips. But they do all this to shame each other, and then they blame it on us.
Well, when they do meet a woman who's a size 2 or 0 and has hips and ass, they put that woman down.
And that's what happened on the video. That's what the girl was talking about in the video. She said, there was a girl who came into her comment section, and she said you're cute, but you have small tits or something like that. And she said, yeah, and it's girls like you who've been shaming me my whole life, and that's why I'm scheduled to get breast surgery.
Wow.
And have a breast implant done next week.
Wow. Now I dated a woman who was a zero, and she had some D cups. 22-inch waist, and her hips were not big, but she had a nice little cute butt, and her stomach was as flat as the floor. I haven't dated a woman with a stomach that flat. Her body was really hot. And women would say, oh, you're just so tiny. Look at you. You know, they would be sarcastic to her.
Right. The jealousy will come out. The cattiness will come out. Yeah, that's why I laugh at the women's movement, because women, when given the opportunity, there's no unity among women, you know? When given the opportunity, they'll cut each other's throat as fast as they can, as quick as they can. They just want to be, covert about it, while overtly praising each other.
Yeah, but go ahead.
But for us men, you know, you can take us to face value, you know? For the most part, you know, if I ain't gonna, stab you in the chest, I'm not gonna stab you in the back, you know. But if I'm gonna talk shit about you to your face, I'm gonna talk shit behind your back.
Yep.
And vice versa, you know.
Yeah.
Men, we're simple creatures. They wish they were as simple as us.
I think that's a woman's idea. Men are not simple creatures. Look at all the complexity we create in the world, man. We create mathematics, geometry. We create buildings that, you know, shouldn't even be standing. We move houses from one place to another. We create sewer systems and roadways and communication systems and internet, computers. No, our men are as complex as the things that we create, and women need to acknowledge that. And I think there's the problem, is that most of them cannot keep pace with that kind of guy. So they will just tell you that I'm smarter than you and never produce a result. So it's like psychological warfare kind of thing. Reggie was telling me about this movie. It was about Minnesota Fats, and he was like the top pool player in his prime. And there was this young guy. This was in a movie. The young guy who was up and coming, and he wanted to play Minnesota Fats. He kept challenging him, and Minnesota wouldn't take him on. Well, somehow these two men ended up in a pool hall and had a private match. And at some point, Minnesota Fats realized this young guy was really good and he wasn't going to be able to beat him. So Minnesota Fats tricked the guy he played a mind game with him, and he got the guy to beat himself. And so Minnesota Fats won what he technically wasn't a better pool player, but he used mind games to make the guy, he outsmarted the guy off the table, and the guy ended up beating himself, and Minnesota Fats won. And there was a guy who knew both of them and witnessed the whole thing, and he told the young guy, he said, you beat yourself. He said, you're your own enemy. And so I think that's an example of women knowing that they can't match what men do, what they use these other mind games to get to undermine men and get men to doubt them. Long term, that's disastrous to society. The last thing you want to do is undermine your men and have them weak and spineless, because someone will come in and crush everyone.
Right. Yeah, they have no metric of anything, you know, that they claim to do. I saw a video the other day where they took, like, five regular guys and put them against British SAS guys.
Okay.
Well, I should say three guys and two women. And they were doing hand-to-hand combat, right? So the woman comes up, and they told the SAS guys they could pick anybody they want out of the regular guys. So one of the women comes up, she points at the smallest guy over in the average guys, right? And it's a short, you know, light-skinned black guy. He's about maybe, you know, he's about her height, so he's about 5'6", you know, 5'5", 5'6", and, you know, maybe about 160, 170 pounds.
Right.
And so standing next to all the other guys who were like 5'10", you know, 5'11", 6'2",
right,
and like closer to 200 pounds, he looks small.
Right.
He's about her size, so she figures, I'm British Special Forces. I can beat this guy in hand-to-hand combat. They gave him both boxing gloves. I've never seen a man beat a woman in my life.
Really?
Dude, about 15 seconds in, I was dying laughing. She could not do nothing to cover herself from the onslaught of punches that she was receiving in the face. By about 30 seconds in, her nose was like profusely bleeding.
Wow.
And here she is, like, you can see that all the confidence that she had, if she could beat him because he was a smaller man, it was erased.
Of course, reality.
She had thoroughly accepted her role as a woman in society by then.
I think I know what this Scout, if you're still in there, I want some clarity. You said the average woman estimates sexual market value at least 2 to 3 points of reality. You mean 2 to 3 points higher than reality? Men are more reality based and more and makes for bad relationship atmosphere. 2 to 3 points off reality. Okay, I got it. So right, so if a woman is a 5 or 4, she thinks that she's a 7. Because she's 2 to 3 points off. So when the guy who's a 5 or 4, and I think you were saying this, Chris, that guy who is pursuing her, who's on her level of reality, she thinks she's better than him. And she goes for the guy who's the 7 and the 8, and they have sex with her, and that's it. And she does that for enough years, then she gets used up. And now the guy who is a 5 or 4 like her doesn't want her down the line. He's okay.
Yeah, no. Yeah, she's been ran through too much. Yeah.
Yep.
She spends all her time at the bars, you know, getting, you know, waiting around the last call. And, you know, she meets, you know, a bunch of, you know, guys who are way above her. And they slum for a night because they just, you know, they're going through some whatever, you know, or they're single, or they just want to, you know, get the dick wet.
Yeah, right.
And so they go down and they bang her, and she thinks that that's the level of man she's entitled to, that she deserves.
Yep.
But no, you're a 4. Stay in a 4th place.
What's going on, OJ? Good to see you in the house. Yes, Jeff Bezos' wife did marry a teacher, right? So she went... So that's interesting. So that's almost like the woman you were talking about who challenged the guy and they had gloves on. She got reality handed to her. I'm saying Jeff Bezos' wife, she wanted this successful guy, and she saw what it was like to be with someone like that, and she got reality handed to her. So now she's with a teacher. Did she marry him?
Yeah.
I think she did. She married, right. She married the teacher.
She married him.
So here she is with billions of dollars to her name. And instead of going out and get another winner, another billionaire, so supposedly will be on her level, she went and got a teacher. And I'm not saying that being a teacher is not smart, because there are some brilliant teachers out there who should be teachers, because that's what the children need.
Let's be real. If a man had went, you know, made billions and then reached out and started being a teacher, you know, we would call him a dumbass, because we say, you know, she's just going to divorce you and take half your shit.
Right, right. Well, she probably learned something from Bezos. See, a lot of guys, what we hear in the media, but we don't hear about. And they do a good job of protecting their assets. They have all kinds of trusts. And there's a lot of money these women don't have access to. So she may have gotten a bunch of money in stocks or stock options that were worth that much. But she may not have gotten as much cash as people think.
Right. It may not necessarily all be the cash, you know?
Right. He could have just easily, I'll just give you some stock options. Right. It's no sweat off my back. You know,
right.
And the company doubled in value anyway, like within months, so it cost them nothing.
Right. As a matter of fact, he got rid of a dead waiter.
Right.
Actually, you know, he wasn't fucking
exactly. Right.
He's still one of the most wealthy men in the world. He can still get point at any woman and tell her, you know, hey, lay down over your legs, and she'll still do it.
So Miss Twist, right, you get where I'm coming from, right? So a lot of guys hold back. In horse racing, when you're racing the horse, they say hold back the reins so the horse doesn't take off and, you know, too soon in the race. You hold back the reins, and then later, coming around that last turn, you let that horse loose. You let go of those reins, and the horse is going to take off. That's what a lot of men are doing. They're holding back the reins. There's so many men that have so much more to offer, except they want to hire women because we have a hiring woman program. They don't want to make women feel bad, so they don't like release the intellectual kraken, right? So you want to make women feel comfortable. And I think fathers do this too with their daughters. So we give women a false sense of security, and that hurts. Imagine having a football team and half your players really are not good enough to be in the NFL, except you wanted to make them feel good and you gave them a false sense of security. That team is going to get crushed. Crushed.
But I think most fathers have been indoctrinated into feminism themselves. They just don't want to admit it. Look at how often, you know, so the failing formula for women for the last 50 years has been graduate high school, go to college, pursue a career, and then try to start a family and get a husband and all that, right? That's been the failing formula for all of them for the last 50 years.
Right.
But what are these fathers still pushing their daughters to do?
Yep.
When they graduate high school, go to college, pursue a career, and then get a husband and kids. Like, where have you been for the last 50 years?
Right. It hasn't worked.
Yeah, it hasn't worked. It's insane to keep pushing them to do something that hasn't worked for them. But they keep doing it because they don't want to hurt their feelings. They don't want to tell them that your worth will be in you securing a husband after high school. So find that little guy, you know, that you think's a nerd right now. That guy who, you know, maybe he's into Pokemon or video games or Dragon Ball Z or whatever, but all he's talking about is being an engineer or being an architect or whatever. Latch on to him instead of that guy, you know, who's just talking about, you know, basketball, but he's not that good. You know, he's not even number one in the state.
Well, that's what I mean by fathers are holding back the reins. Like, they're not releasing reality onto their daughters. So they give them a false sense of security. It's like the TV show American Idol, and those people go on there who can't sing.
Yeah, exactly. You know, part of it is, I think a lot of it has to do, well, I think it's a mixture. I think part of it is them being scared of their daughters. And then I think the other part about it is they just can't accept the fact that if they don't push their daughters to focus on, you know, to go from high school to college and a career and all this, that their daughters will just be out here getting railed left and right by guys. But it's going to happen anyway. But I think if they think if they can get her to focus on nothing but school and a career, because at this point they won't be around, you know. They will have complete, you know, autonomy, you know. So they'll be off somewhere by themselves, and they know that they make shitty decisions. And they know that they'll make shitty decisions of men. So they're hoping that if they can get her to just dedicate all her time to school and a career, that she won't be out here sucking 100 dicks. But she's going to be doing it anyway.
Yeah. I mean, the more time you wait. You know, and I think sometimes how people say women should wait to have sex because that's what they did in the old days. Well, those women got married at 16, so of course they could wait for sex.
Those women got married sometimes younger than that.
Right, 14 to 16.
I think somebody got married at like 13.
Yeah. So now I'm telling women. So what do you think women are going to do if you tell them to wait until 30? So between 18 and 30, what do you think they're going to do? They're going to suck 100 dicks, like you said. And that's going to diminish their value significantly.
Well, I don't know. It's going to produce an awful good dick sucker.
but that creates other problems. So women will...
Right. But, yeah, it's, you know, they're just producing... The next generation of women are going to be even more miserable by doing this. You know, stop. As they say, stop the cap. You know, tell your daughter the truth. Your worth is going to be and you finding a husband and starting a family as soon as possible.
Well, there are some women saying that they wish they had done that, actually.
You ever heard of a show called Sex in the City?
It's been around. When I came back to the States, they were playing it. So, yes.
Yes, this is a show that's been on HBO for I don't know how many seasons they've done. A whole bunch of seasons. The woman who wrote the show, this woman is probably a billionaire, you know. She's got Jeff Bezos money. She's like in her 60s. She herself said that if she had a chance to do it all over again, she'd go back. And instead of focusing on her career and writing that show and all that, she get married and have kids because she doesn't have a chance to do it now.
Yep, over. So
yeah, 60 years old, game over.
No, for sure. Unless a guy 100 years old would want a younger woman. So
yeah. He might want her, but she still can't produce children. That puts you in the graveyard.
Someone else joined us. There's no name. If I were to take a guess, I would say you're across the pond. But what's going on? You're on mute, man. What's up? Join us in the discussion. The unnamed man or person. Wow, it could be a woman, right? You're across the pond.
Could be a woman.
You're across the pond, right? Come off of mute and talk to us. Someone said a man shouldn't. Someone was saying that if the teacher divorces Bezos' ex-wife, he'll be set for life. They said Adele's husband did. You know, he got set. And then there's a man shouldn't take money from his wife. That's a new law. Laughing my ass off, right? So, did you type that?
Yeah,
that's what they
said. They're saying when Adele's husband got money, women were talking so much shit and saying like, oh, how can you take money from your wife, or like men shouldn't get money in divorce, that's a new low, blah blah blah. Like, whoa, bunch of hypocrites. But then like you wouldn't sit there and cheer whenever a dude gets breaks where the quote like it's ridiculous. But I'm so glad every time I hear a story like that, because it's so rare. It's like, justice. Like, it's just like, I'm so happy when I hear about a dude taking a woman to the cleaners. I'm sorry. Like, I don't care. It's satisfying at all.
Yeah, or whatever they get. Think about it. Think about all the how long women have ghosted men. Now that the shoe is on the other foot, now that men have the power and men get to dictate, because you know, women have decided relationships. Now men get to actually dictate relationships and sex. It's a new thing. So when these women aren't getting it, they're crying like that woman in that video earlier. That warms my heart. It's like that should be like a Hallmark video.
But I don't like those videos, though. I don't see them as...
I love them. There needs to be more of them.
I don't. Because I know that it's not genuine, right? That's not cool.
Exactly, but it's a self-inflicted wound.
It's not real. It's just them trying to get attention. Like that ain't like, if they really felt that way, they switch their behavior. Like, they don't give a fuck.
They're incapable of switching their behavior because society still powers them to behave that manner. But they switch
when it benefits them to switch. They know how to switch. That's why they know how to find a provider when they've got the fucking kids. They know how to switch. They just don't want to. And the thing is, like, I hate those videos because, like, I just feel like it's like a false flag. Like, it seems like something's happening, but it's not. It's just them being mad because a few guys that are, like, in their eyes, 10 out of 10 on Tinder didn't call them back. It's like, well, duh, like...
He's not a regular dude.
Like, what did you think? Like, that's like getting mad that Future didn't text you back. Like, what did you think? You know what I mean? They're not complaining about the regular Joe Smo who's just doing his job at Amazon. When it gets to that point, then okay. But like, it ain't there yet. We're not there yet. Like, we're not at that point where they care about the regular dude yet.
But that's what Ted and I just discussed. I mean, it's only the top 10% that they care about, but those guys have so many options that they're going to get rejected. So regardless of this, not crying over regular dudes, the fact that they're still that they're the ones who set this precedent and it's slapping them in the face is still cute. I find humor.
No, I get that.
It's still a self-inflicted wound.
No, it is. I mean, I don't know. I just don't like seeing women going on social media because it's just, to me, it's like just attention. I do like the comments, though. If the comments are guys cussing them out, I'll enjoy that. Because guys say some funny shit. But them just crying about it, like, whatever, I don't care.
Yeah, so, and I
would
say that there is, they are genuine when they are crying. Because they're crying because they honestly feel that who's the 10 should be fucking them too, because he's making the other group women that he's fucking and not fucking them, he's making them feel prettier than they are. So those tears aren't genuine. When he rejects her for another woman, they feel that he's making that woman feel like she's prettier than him, and they all, at the end of the day, they all think that, you know,